What's up, you guys? Becky Albree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Becky Albree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 13. So this past week was pretty chill for me. You know, I got to hang out with my friends and whatnot. I definitely appreciate the fact that I'm, like, not letting school get to me. I'm just, like, taking it one day at a time because this school year, like I've said in multiple episodes, is not it. I dislike it very much. I hate it, honestly. I hate the fact that I have to be going to school physically in the middle of a pandemic. But I appreciate each day that God gives me to just relax and unwind and just not worry about these kinds of things because it's really out of my control. I can't be controlling something that's not even within, like, my reach to control it. I can't control the fact that we're in a global pandemic. But hey, it is what it is. I got to chill. I got to relax. I got to just, you know, live life. I basically got to live life. And I'm honestly happy because I just can't be letting certain things get to me. And yeah, I just need to relax sometimes. That's all we really need to do. We just need to relax and let God take control because it's out of our hands. For today's unpopular opinion, it states, y'all need to stop playing about mental health. Mental health isn't a joke or a game, and it definitely needs to be taken seriously. And I agree, mental health and self-care are like two things that you should never play with. You should always take care of your mental health because obviously your mental health is going to make up who you are as a person. And you should always take care of yourself because if someone's not going to take care of you, then what are you going to do? You can't rely on other people to take care of you. You need to be able to take care of yourself when other people won't be able to. So I definitely think that mental health is something that people need to be more open to talking about because I don't know why. It's the 21st century and people still think mental health is like a taboo topic. And that's just really irritating to me, but I'm getting off topic. If you guys want to hear more about what I think about this, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to comfort me and comfort my neck and, you know, just want to, like, comfort me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know the deal. I definitely need to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion, and like most of them, I agree. I agree because this one is definitely something more serious. Mental health isn't really a game. It's not a joke. People need to take it seriously, and you need to be able to acknowledge, like, if there's something mentally wrong with you so that you can take the necessary steps to getting that fixed, because having mental illness isn't okay. It's not normal. Yeah, people can cope with it, but coping with it is just, like, enabling it. You're just not really doing much about it. You're just, like, letting it happen because it's there. So when people acknowledge the fact that, hey, I have a mental illness and I want to get treatment, then more likely more people will be saying, okay, I can understand where you're coming from. I can acknowledge the fact that you were only acting that way because you were bipolar, schizophrenic, or whatever mental health illness they have. So when more people are open to mental health, then yes, we'll be able to talk about mental health more, and that's great. So I've rambled a lot, you guys, and if you want to hear the rest of my commentary, enjoy. The first reason why mental health isn't a game is because a lot of people struggle with it, even if they don't acknowledge it. Now, I know this is a really touchy subject, so forgive me if I don't know certain things, but I know for a fact that there's lots of people out there that have mental illness and they don't even know that they have mental illness. Like, there's lots of people that are schizophrenic, but they don't really even know they're schizophrenic, or they don't know that they're bipolar, but people around them know they're bipolar, or people are just like, oh, I'm not bipolar. Like, they shrug it off. So, like, it's definitely something people need to be serious about. Like, you need to acknowledge the fact that, yes, maybe I have a mental illness, and yes, I should probably get it checked out because I'm affecting other people around me. And I guess it's just like the first step, just like acknowledging the fact that there's something wrong with you and you want to do something about it. Like, you don't want to just like sit on your ass and do nothing. Like, you actually want to like get better and heal from it. Even if you might not be 100% healed, like, the majority of you is healed from like that mental illness. Like, you're healed from bipolar depression, you're healed from schizophrenia, manic bipolar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that you need to acknowledge so that you can be able to get better overall. And I definitely think that's the first step most people should take if they do have mental illness. Acknowledge it so that you can be like, hey, I can get better and it's not the end of the world. The second reason why mental health isn't a game is because, contrary to popular belief, it could affect anyone, regardless of what age you are. Now, I know most people often assume mental health with like people that are older because like their mind's not there, but it can happen in young children, teenagers, middle-aged adults. It can happen to anyone. And mental health is just like one of those things that has like no exceptions to the rule. It can happen to anybody, regardless of your race, gender, age. And that's just that on that. Like, I don't really know what else there is to say about it. Like, I remember in the show Euphoria, the main character, she struggled with her mental illness from the time she was in middle school up until she's like a junior in high school. So, from the time she was 12 to the time she was 17. So, obviously, those are two different ages, and she struggled with the same thing. She struggled with bipolar depression. She struggled with like substance abuse because of her mental illness. And people just were like, how is this even happening? She's so young. It doesn't matter how young you are, it can happen to anybody. And it's sad because, like, mental health doesn't discriminate. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't discriminate against ages, genders, backgrounds. There's no exceptions to the rule with that. So I think more people need to realize that the more you know about mental health and the more that you realize it can happen to anybody, regardless of what age you are, the less ignorant people will be when it comes to like acknowledging mental health and realizing that there's a mental health issue in America and that we need to take a more better approach towards it. Like, we need to make sure that we acknowledge it. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, people need to be more open-minded to it and less ignorant, because the more ignorant you are to these things, the less people are going to be around you. And, like, obviously, no one wants to be around someone that's ignorant. So, you should be more open and sensitive to people's feelings that struggle with mental illness and be like, I know what you're going through and I want to help you. That's just it. Don't judge anyone because of their mental illness or how old they are and they have a mental illness. Just be open to help them. And that's that on that. The third reason why mental health isn't a game is because it can affect lives. There are so many people that don't even want to go into work anymore because their depression won't let them. They're so sad and like, they're just so depressed that they don't even want to do the things they love anymore. So it definitely affects lives, and it's just something that it doesn't affect only the person that it's affecting. The mental illness doesn't affect the person that has it. It affects the people around them. So let's say a little girl wants to play with her mom, but her mom's always so depressed, like she's sad all the time. And the little girl doesn't necessarily understand why her mom is sad. She just knows that her mommy doesn't want to play with her anymore, and she's gonna like have some sort of spite towards that because she thinks her mom doesn't want to purposefully play with her, when in reality her mother's struggling with depression and she's sad and she doesn't necessarily know why she's sad, but
She knows that she's struggling with something and she wants to get better, but she doesn't know how to because she's probably never encountered depression before. So it definitely affects lives, and people definitely need to be more sensitive to that. Like, I don't understand how people are like, oh, I don't see how it affects someone else's life. It can affect someone else's life. People that are schizophrenic and manic, bipolar, have bipolar depression, all of those mental health illnesses affect other people. So I don't know, like, why people are so ignorant towards that. Like, people are just ignorant towards a lot of things, and mental health is one of them. And I'm just irritated at that. Like, I don't get it. I truly don't. Obviously, like, if someone is struggling with something, like, if someone struggles to get out of bed, obviously those person's family members are going to be worried about them. They're going to be like, okay, I wonder what's going on. Like, you're not getting out of bed, this and that. So when people say it has no effect on other people's lives, that's just stupid. Like, you're really stupid, and like, you need to just stop talking about things you don't know about because you sound dumb. The fourth and final reason why mental health isn't a game is because it affects millions of people every year. And I realize that there's a lot more like cases of mental health like popping up every single day. We just don't know it. But I know that mental health just affects millions of people each year in America and all over the world. And I realize that the more that we acknowledge that this happens to lots of people every single year around the world, the more open society will be to acknowledging that mental health isn't a game, and that we need to be able to recognize what mental health illness it is and be able to fix it, because being mentally ill isn't okay. And obviously there's ways to approach people that are mentally ill. We don't have to be like, yeah, you have to get better now or else da-da-da. Like, no, like, you have to do it softly. You have to, like, be gentle with that person because they probably don't know they have mental illness. So when you acknowledge that, hey, I want to help you get better, then maybe that person will be like, okay, I've accepted the fact that, yes, I have bipolar depression, yes, I have schizophrenia, yes, I have whatever other mental health illness there is, and I want to get better. So when people acknowledge the fact that this is a real life problem and it's not just something straight out of the Twilight Zone, then maybe, just maybe, people will be able to be more sensitive to the topic of mental health. It's not something that you play with. It's not something that's just like happens to a certain group of people. It can happen to any and everybody. So once more people realize that this isn't something to play with and that we need to take action against mental health and to be able to help people ease their pain with mental health, then most likely the world will be able to acknowledge that mental illness is a thing, but it's not the end of the world. And it is what it is. Honestly, I think that as long as we acknowledge it and we help people acknowledge the fact that they have it and help them have a goal of getting better, then I think the world will be a much better place. And that's the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know if topics such as these are things that you guys want to hear. I know that mental health is something that's really touchy and not a lot of people like to hear it, but obviously it needs to be said and something needs to be done about it because there are millions of people around the world that struggle with mental health. And like I said, it isn't a game. It's something that we definitely need to take seriously. And I think that the more we acknowledge it and the more that we're able to help people achieve their goal of curing their mental illness, the more society will be able to integrate the fact that, yes, mental health is a thing and mental illness is a thing, so let's do something about it. And if anyone's not going to talk about it, I definitely will. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. My name is Brittany, and remember, bad girl runtings.